Eleanor? What's Eleanor doing? Eleanor?
Yes.
All the way from Los Angeles, California?
Right.
How is that possible?
Well, you've got an 800 number. That's very possible. I have friends that live throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them gave me your number. Am I talking to Tom right now?
No, you're talking to Joe Souchere.
Okay. So I'm talking to you, Joe. And, you know, when you want the world to know what you do, I'm not ready for publication yet, but I'm short of money to really carry this thing through. And for that reason, I'm making this call.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Are you listening to the radio program or no?
No, I am not.
I see. And have you lived in this city, our Twin Cities, in the past at all?
I grew up in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Well, you got out, right?
Well, you know, by the time I went away to college and then got married and had four kids and then have a career now.
Mm-hmm. Usually it's all you need is the college education. That college education kind of gives your mind what it needs to realize where you've been and where you have to go. And that usually pulls you out of Bismarck right there. I don't know about the kids or the husband. But
I went to Northwestern.
Yeah, and never returned to Bismarck.
Oh, I've returned for high school reunions.
Isn't there just a zoo out there you could go to and have pretty much the same experience?
Where? Out here in Los Angeles?
Yeah. What are you doing out there anyway?
Aside from living out here.
I mean, are you a Californian? Are you one of them?
I guess I've adopted the state.
You have?
Hmm?
I've heard about you people.
Oh, you have, yeah.
Do you believe in God?
You know what? That's something I've learned to do. Because what I realized, there's a power greater than myself.
And it's not a crystal.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Mm-hmm. You're not Jewish by chance, are you?
As a matter of fact, 100%.
Okay.
J-E-W-I-S-H, capitals, one and all. Yep.
Okay. So I went to services Rosh Hashanah, but Yom Kippur, which was Saturday, I was focusing on some my own very creative work. And the interesting thing, I had this book.
That's interesting.
On Yom Kippur.
It's already interesting to me that part of the religion as practiced in California involves focusing on your own creative work. Here in the Midwest, the religion generally involves focusing on God's creative work. But California is
okay,
a more...
wait a minute. You're jumping ahead of me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. So, I was reading the Yom Kippur service.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, as I was reading it, there was a greater feeling of oneness that existed where I could be at every level of worldly functioning, both receiving a support and at the same time receiving a direction.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like the Jewish faith meets some sort of New Age thinking. I don't know what the blazes you're talking about.
Oh, you don't?
No. What brings the call? Initially, what prompted you to call the program? A program you can neither hear nor, I don't believe, one you've ever heard.
Because I'm seeking out. And
seeking
somebody
out?
Gives me a lead upon making a telephone call. And in making the telephone call, I have no idea what may come out of it. Maybe something very positive of what I am seeking. Maybe nothing.
So someone told you to call me.
Right.
All right, and does this person who told you to call me listen to this program?
I believe he does.
Okay, does he live here in the Twin Cities?
Yes.
Okay, and he had you call this program because you need what? You're seeking out what?
I'm seeking out financial help so that I can continue the work that I started over 25 years ago, 1973.
You want money. You want money.
I want money so I can keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
So do I. I want money.
Yes, I know. It's a nice thing to have to be able to pay your bills, to be able to see that the people you're working with get the quality kind of service.
That like Kmart.
No. What?
So what do you do for a living?
This is what I do for a living.
It's still very vague to me at this point.
Okay, I work with neuromuscular disorders to bring back movement functioning, not only for spinal cord, but for stroke, polio, multiple sclerosis.
Is it sort of a hands-on massage kind of deal?
No, that's part of it, but it's the use of electro stimulation, some very high frequency.
You know, the Chinese are having a great deal of success working with paralysis. Are you familiar with their work? The Chinese have taken quadriplegics and made, in some cases, paraplegics out of them. Now, that sounds to some people out there like they're hurting them, but that's actually an improvement.
No, it's a tremendous improvement because this is what I'm doing right now with C6s, is making them into paraplegics.
Sounds like you're making them into little numbers and letters. And that's
No, I'm making them into
thing.
A greater human being.
Well, let's not call them C6, or I'll call you R2-D2.
Okay.
All
right. I mean, this is the way of referring to the level of functioning that they may have.
Have you ever worked with channelers?
No.
And you need money, so you want me to have a fundraiser for you or something?
Whatever you can do.
I'll give you $10. I don't want.
Oh, God, $10 won't go very far.
20?
No, I need more than that.
Well, throw me a figure. What are you looking for?
Well, if I can start out with, let's say, $5,000.
No, $5,000, I see.
$5,000 from somebody else.
Yeah, my kids just won't eat for a year, then fine. $5,000, huh? Okay, so when do you need that by?
If I were to say tomorrow, it would
tomorrow,
be
what time?
Nice.
Well, what time specifically?
What time?
Yeah.
Okay. If you send it out by Federal Express.
FedEx, yeah. By what time specifically do you need it?
If it would come in, let's see, tomorrow is Tuesday. Mm-hmm. If it be delivered to me 5 o'clock tomorrow.
I'll have to get a white guy to deliver it, you understand, because there will be no blacks working tomorrow in America.
What's that? Why?
No, it's a day of atonement. Apparently, they're all taking the day off, yeah. I've got a little black in me. You know, we all come from Africa originally. Whole damn world should take the day off, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
Our mother, our ancestral mother, Eve, African, you know. The cradle of all mankind, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so you need $5,000 by tomorrow. And that about it? Fair enough. Why don't you leave your address with Clyde? I'll put you on hold.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much.